into your eyes makes my heart come alive. Suddenly brought to life when I met you. Reaching beyond the skies, running deep, stretching wide. Perfect love realized here with you.
Come on now.
Now the sun is for real, you will never let go. Never let go. Oh, it's more than just words, love beyond my control. Out of control.
Hands up!
This is real love, this is real love.
Nothing compares. guys, and welcome to Discoveryland and Quest Online. We are so glad you guys are here with us today.
My name is Kayla, and this is Bree, and today we're going to hear a story about Jesus.
But first, I have a question for you. When was a time you weren't able to spend time with a friend? Like, have you ever wanted to go over to your friend's house, but mom or dad said no? Well, today's story is about some kids who wanted to hang out with Jesus.
But before we start our story today, let's pray. God, thank you for how much you love us. Thank you for bringing us each here to worship you today. By the power of your Holy Spirit, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to understand how much you love us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So Jesus was busy while he was here on earth, yet he took time to be with people around him. Do you think it's a good thing or a not so good thing that Jesus made himself available to others? That's a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Jesus would travel from town to town and teach people about the kingdom of God. People came from all over to hear his messages. Many people became his disciples or followers.
But others didn't listen to Jesus, and their hearts didn't receive the good news that Jesus offered. Jesus was becoming very popular among the Jews, but some people, like the Pharisees, who were the religious leaders at the time, didn't really like this. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Yeah, I don't think that's very good, but Jesus kept teaching.
That's right. In fact, Jesus did more than just teach. Jesus healed people who were deaf and blind and sick and paralyzed and people who couldn't talk. People would follow him because they knew he could heal them. Jesus took time for these people and he took time to talk to them. He had compassion on them and healed them because he knew they needed him. They needed his help.
Yeah, there was no one that Jesus couldn't heal. He did other miracles like feeding more than 5,000 people with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, walking on water, calming storms, and so much more. It's pretty easy to see why Jesus was becoming a big deal.
So one day, as Jesus was teaching, some parents brought their children to him so that he could bless them. Jesus' disciples were kind of annoyed, and they told the parents to leave Jesus alone. He's got other things to do. See, Jesus was a big deal. I mean, come on. How could he have the time to spend with a bunch of little kids? At least that's what the disciples were thinking. Do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing that the disciples tried to stop the children from being blessed by Jesus? Yeah, that's a bad thing. Not good.
Yeah. But Jesus didn't respond like the disciples. In fact, when he saw what his disciples were doing, he was angry and he told them, "Let the little children come to me. Don't keep them away. God's kingdom belongs to people like them." Jesus explained that everyone who wants to receive the kingdom of God must be like these little children, or they will never enter it. Then Jesus took the children in his arms and he blessed them.
Jesus is powerful and does amazing things, and he can do more than we can even imagine. But sometimes we might begin to think that maybe Jesus is too busy or too important for us. Or maybe we think Jesus only has time for the really big problems and not just like the little everyday stuff. But Jesus is always there for you and for me. We can come to Jesus as his children, and he is always waiting with open arms because Jesus loves us. Is that a good thing or a not so good thing? That's a very good thing. And our wonder truth today is actually Jesus loves us. Jesus loves me. And where did you see that in action in today's story?
What was your favorite thing about this part of God's big story?
If Jesus were sitting with you right now, what would you ask him?
What are your favorite activities? What do you love to do? Do you think Jesus would enjoy doing them with you?
In God's big story today, we heard about Jesus welcoming the little children into his arms. And why do you think he did this? Do you have any ideas? Well, Jesus welcomed the children because Jesus loves kids, and he loves you too. Jesus will never ignore you or dismiss you or act like he doesn't have time for you, because that's not true. Jesus is thinking about you all the time, even when you're not thinking about him. We are always on his mind because Jesus loves us.
Right. And what kind of activities do you think Jesus would enjoy doing with you? Let's take some time to think about the fact that Jesus loves us and he enjoys spending time with us, whatever that might look like.
That's right. So today's respond time is a little different. Today, I want you to choose an activity to do, and while you're doing it, I want you to think about hanging out with Jesus. You can do that by praying, thinking about how much Jesus loves you, and just thinking about Jesus, maybe singing a worship song while the music is playing.
So here are a few ideas, but you get to decide what you want to do. Maybe you want to go out and get some art supplies and draw a picture of you and Jesus together.
Or maybe you'd like to journal and write down some questions or prayers or concerns that you have to Jesus.
Yeah, or maybe you want to write a story or a poem for Jesus.
Maybe you'd like to just sit and talk to Jesus. You know, he hears our prayers, whether they're out loud or they're in your head. He loves to talk with you.
Yeah, or maybe another thing is you'd like to build something or play with another toy with Jesus. You can do that too.
So we're going to wrap up here with your blessing, and then you can take some time, that respond time, to hang out with Jesus however you'd like.
So go ahead and hold out your hands like you're receiving a gift, and we'll read this blessing over you. God loved the world so much that he sent us Jesus. May you remember Jesus is always with you wherever you go. May every step you take in life move you closer to Jesus. Let your lives show others how Jesus loves you and cares for his children.